Current state here on WKAR, electronic cigarettes have been around barely a decade, but their popularity is exploding. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that in 2014, some 2.5 million middle and high school students had tried e-cigarettes. That's triple the number of teens documented in 2013. Michigan is one of only two states, plus the District of Columbia, which does not ban the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. The other state is Pennsylvania, though the city of Philadelphia has passed its own ordinance banning e-cigarette sales to minors. The Ingham County Board of Health is proposing a new regulation that would license e-cigarette vendors and forbid them from selling to minors. Joining us to talk about the proposal, Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vail. Welcome back, Linda.
Thank you, Mark.
What is actually in an electronic cigarette?
Well, electronic cigarettes are typically a nicotine is, you know, the substance that they're trying to get, you know, into the body in mm-hmm. order, you know, that's the goal is to get the nicotine. It's delivered through, you know, the vapor is created out of mostly glycerin and propylene glycol.
So it's not smoke as in a conventional cigarette?
No, it's not. It's a vapor.
Do we know whether the vapor harms the lungs as much as a conventional cigarette does?
Well, we've had e-cigarettes in the United States since about 2007, and so the science is really just building around the harmful or potential harmful effects of what's in the vapor. Mm. Is it as harmful as what's in a cigarette? Probably not. Is there harm? The evidence is building that there is.
Well, you're still ingesting an addictive substance.
That's well, in terms of the nicotine,
bottom line,
true. Right.
And then you may be doing additional damage to the lungs with the vapor, even though you're not burning anything.
Correct.
Okay.
Glycerin and polyethylene glycol probably not really belonging in your lungs.
Yeah. How are e-cigarette vendors currently licensed here in Michigan? What are the rules for selling these?
There are no rules for selling e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes, e-cigars, vaping devices, those sorts of things, there are no regulations.
There are e-cigars?
Yes, there are.
I was not aware of that. Explain this proposed regulation, then, that you're placing in front of the Ingham County Commissioners. What would it do?
It simply would take all of these various devices that electronically deliver nicotine to the body through these vapors and prohibit the sales to minors. So while we're still kind of waiting for the science to build on, you know, whether or not there's any strong evidence about whether these vapors put things in the air that would suggest that we have some sort of a secondhand smoke or vapor type issue. You know, that's all building. But in the meantime, what we do know is that nicotine is addictive, that nicotine is toxic and really quite poisonous, even lethal to children in fairly small quantities. So a quarter teaspoon of nicotine can kill a small child. And these vaping devices are, you know, they're selling cartridges or vials of nicotine, you know, along with them. So you've got some pretty readily available, very toxic substances. Mm. Also the addiction, you know, for adults, a lot of times they're stepping down from smoking a cigarette to smoking a e-smoking device.
Mm-hmm.
Simply minors, you know, teens, are probably just entering into it via an e-cigarette device. So we look at that as a gateway, too, to potentially smoking. So the addictive properties of the nicotine is still very much there. And
sure.
It's going to be a very hard habit to break.
How easy is it for minors to buy e-cigarettes in Ingham County?
Because we don't regulate it at this point, we don't know. We do know there was a University of Michigan study, the one that you quoted in 2014, that shows about 17% of our 12th graders have reported using e-cigarette devices. So they're getting them somewhere. 17% is a pretty high number when you consider that our overall smoking rate in the county is less than 20%. And you know that number is rapidly growing in the teens. So we're soon going to have a population of teenagers that are smoking e-cigarettes at a rate that's higher than our overall smoking rate in the state.
Hmm.
If this trend continues, which we have no reason to believe that it won't. So how much we know what's going on. There are, I will tell you, a lot of vendors that just out of the sake of feeling like it's the wrong thing to do already, they will not sell to minors. Mm-hmm. They don't have to not sell to minors, but some do.
We're talking about a proposal by the Ingham County Board of Health that would license electronic cigarette vendors in the county and prohibit them from selling e-cigarettes to minors. Michigan is one of only two states, plus the District of Columbia, that does not have such a ban. Our guest today is Linda Vail, the Ingham County Health Officer. As we said in the introduction, Michigan is just one of those two states. Are there people saying that this is a delay? What have the other 48 states accomplished that is arguably eluding us here in Michigan?
Well, honestly, the trend of regulating these has grown rapidly. Last year, there were, I believe, 11 states that were still not regulating it. So states are coming on board very quickly. The state of Michigan did have a proposal that the governor vetoed. So there was something in front of the legislature that went to the governor that would have banned the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Honestly, the governor didn't think it was strong enough. And so he vetoed it, really.
That was the reason.
In favor of some stronger legislation.
You've had two public hearings on the proposal. The first was about 2 weeks ago, but the second one was just last night. What are you hearing at these events? What concerns are people voicing?
Really, in general, we're hearing a lot of support. The vendors showed up. A lot of the vendors showed up, mostly the ones that sell the vaping products and don't tend to sell tobacco in their shops, and were very supportive of the fact that they didn't think their product should be being sold to minors. A lot of them said that by choice they don't sell to minors as it is already, but nothing does prohibit that. There were some concerns about some, language. There were some concerns about whether or not we were going to be stringent about licensing in order to create fewer, quote, vape shops in the community, and that's not where we're going with this. So it simply is a way to protect our children from basically starting a habit that is going to be a very hard habit to break, and from being exposed to things that are not really appropriate for them to be exposed to. When you look at the over-the-counter device, products like nicotine gum and patches and those sorts of things, mm-hmm. that are sold in order to quit smoking, those are prohibited. You can't sell those to minors, but we can sell e-cigarettes to minors. So all kinds of things say that we keep our children away from things, harmful: alcohol, cigarettes, tobacco. We use car seats. We have seat belt laws, et cetera. That's all to protect our children until they are of age to be making decisions for themselves.
How many vape shops are there in Ingham County? Do you happen to know that?
Wow, I don't have a number of how many vape shops there are in Ingham County. They're not in my mind not a lot, but what does a lot mean? So,
were the hearings attended by a lot of vape shop owners though, or was there a broader mix of stakeholders here?
The first meeting was really largely attended by folks who are in the vape shop industry, vape shop owners, vape shop folks. So we did have somebody from the American Heart Association there in support of us. We had somebody from the Prevention Council last night there supporting us. I have a letter on file from the Michigan State University physician, Dr. Weiss Mantle, in support of what we're doing. So we are also getting a lot of support. And the vape shop folks showed up there with some concerns, but also in the end, really very supportive of the fact that these things are not appropriate for children and that restricting sales to minors is a good thing.
And I'm learning that the vape shop owners have said that they're unhappy with the use of the term electronic smoking devices, and they say this isn't smoking because it's not tobacco.
Correct, or because it's not being lit on, it's a battery device.
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
They express some concern over the use of e-smoking device, and also the regulation was going to issue them a tobacco retailer license, so being identified as a tobacco retailer was also a concern. They're certainly trying to separate or distance themselves from being tobacco or being part of the tobacco industry, and I'm not here to debate that. As I told them, what I'm here for is to protect children from things that we should appropriately be protecting them from.
Can private businesses, bars, restaurants, and the like enact their own smoke-free policies or vape-free policies at their discretion?
They absolutely can. But by state law, you can go into a bar or a restaurant or whatever and use an e-smoking device. You can't smoke cigarettes in there. That's now prohibited under the law that went into effect in 2010. So no, but you do see some owners some facilities, certainly some public facilities, hospitals, things like that, that prohibit the use of those as well as cigarettes.
We're talking about a proposal by the Ingham County Board of Health that would license electronic cigarette vendors in the county and prohibit them from selling e-cigarettes to minors. Michigan's one of only two states, plus the District of Columbia, that does not have such a ban. Our guest today is Linda Vale, the Ingham County Health Officer. Talk to us about compliance checks. I mean, that's a function your department undertakes from time to time. Would they apply here if this became law? How would that work?
Absolutely. We would implement it just as we do our tobacco regulation that we do in the county. So compliance checks are done with what we use as what we refer to them as teen decoys. So our staff, we have a staff person that's responsible for compliance checking with this ordinance, and she goes out with teens who go into retailers to attempt to make a purchase. If they are successful at that, we follow up with issuing a violation notice.
Realistically, Linda, do you think a new ordinance will keep e-cigarettes out of kids' hands?
Oh, of course I do. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think it was going to be effective. So I don't think it will. I mean, keep it out of kids' hands? No. Do we keep cigarettes out of kids' hands completely? No, we don't. Do we keep alcohol out of kids' hands completely? No, we don't. But these regulations have shown to decrease the use. So we went from 17-18% of teens using cigarettes in the county many years ago before we had a tobacco regulation. You know, now we're far below that. So it is obviously never going to be totally effective. People find their way to get on hands on things that are not legal for them to get their hands on, but it is very effective in reducing the rates.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. It goes to the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. While we're here, I want to switch gears very briefly and just ask you what kind of flu season you're anticipating here in Ingham County.
Well, it's hard to anticipate flu season always. What we're seeing right now is very low to, I mean, there's really not a lot of flu activity going on. Most of it is, we got our H3N2 and our H1N1 flus going on. Most of what's being seen in the nation right now is the old H3N2 flu. So we aren't seeing a really severe season coming upon us right now. But you never know, because flu season kind of peaks in January, February, and we kind of learn as we go every flu season.
Linda Vale is the health officer for Ingham County. We've been talking about a proposed regulation coming up before the Ingham County Commission to license electronic cigarette vendors. Linda, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Mark.